The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. And Toolmart, the complete tool centre, serving WA for over 40 years. This is Sports Day.
Hello everyone. Yes, I'm back. Thank you, Jimmy Williams. Did an outstanding job for three of the Sports Day WA. And they say in the media, never take a holiday because the person that is covering for you may show you up and you may not have a job to come back to. And let me tell you, if someone said to me, Peter, Jimmy was that good, we don't require your services anymore, I'd be more than happy to say, Jimmy, it's all yours. You deserve it. Because he is a good broadcaster. He's an up-and-coming broadcaster, and I think he accepts challenges and opportunities, and he did a great job on Sports Day WA. So, Jimmy, thanks for covering it for us. And if you want more of Jimmy, he'll be joining myself and Scotty Cummings for the best call of the West Coast Eagles versus Richmond match. We're on air at 5 to 2. On SEN WA right through the state. So we look forward to your company then. As I said, I've been away. I've been interstate. I had to go to the Gold Coast. And then I thought I'd spend a couple of days. It was a personal reason why I left for a few days. Down at Byron Bay. And for Cobram Estate Premium Australian Extra Virgin Olive Oil, there's been a lot said about the gather round. And I know it's been done to death. But I'm just going to give you my experience, because when I was first mooted the gather round, I was one to suggest that maybe it should go to a market where the AFL is trying to grow, and I thought Sydney would probably be the logical place to take it if they're looking at growing Australian rules football in those northern states. As we know now, it's gone the last 2 years and it will be there until 2026 in Adelaide, and it's grown. It's grown from year one. It's grown from year two. I spoke to somebody this morning that was there, and he thought it went really well. The place was busy. Adelaide's not a big city, but the influx of people, particularly coming from Victoria, what is it, an 8-hour drive from Melbourne to Adelaide? It's a cheap flight down, and maybe Adelaide is the perfect place to have it. I'm going to have a chat to Shane Woden shortly, who played with Melbourne and Collingwood, to discuss that a bit further. But being in the northern states, I was in New South Wales and I was in Queensland, and I tried to follow the gather round as much as I could. And it didn't connect with the people that I certainly saw. They were interested maybe in Brisbane to see how the Lions went. They were interested a bit in the West Coast Eagles, Sydney Swans match there at Mount Barker. But in every establishment, particularly hotels and sports establishments, there were big screens, and two of the three screens were about rugby league. One was about racing, two were rugby league, and one was AFL football. And there wasn't really a crowd glued on watching the AFL as it was with rugby league. So it got me thinking about gather round. I think it wouldn't work in Brisbane. It wouldn't work in Sydney for that reason, just my experiences. They'd follow the Lion and they'd follow the Swans, and maybe a few would go and follow the Giants, but I reckon the neutral games wouldn't be supported the way they were supported in Adelaide. And the big question is, I know on social media I had a look that there are some people advocating that once the contract is up with Adelaide, it should come to Perth. No, it won't come to Perth because we haven't got that factor of accessibility for the majority of football followers, particularly out of the heartland being Melbourne. It was a 5-hour flight from Coolangatta to Perth last night for me. And I thought, who's going to go those distances, even 4 hours from Melbourne, 5 hours from Sydney? You've got to fly here to attend gather rounds. People can't drive here. You've got to leave a week before. So it's not going to come to Perth. I think there are those reasons that it won't come to Perth. And every time you go to the eastern states and you fly back here, you just realise how far away we are from everybody. And it's not a criticism of Perth. There's advantages of where we're located. But I think for something that encompasses a weekend and needs as many people going as possible, particularly from the bread and butter city where the AFL is its strongest, being Melbourne, then Adelaide is a perfect fit. And I heard a commentator actually mention that Melbourne, predominantly, with the exception of maybe a couple of games, has a gather round almost every weekend. So it's not going to go to Melbourne as well. So they're my thoughts. All thanks to my opinions that inspire the new refined seven-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV available now at your nearest Kia dealer. What are your thoughts? I just think gather round wouldn't work in Perth. It would not work in Perth for those reasons that I stated earlier. So give us your thoughts on the text line 0487 736 736, or give us a call on the Scarborough Toyota open line 13 12 55. We're here for Toolmart, the complete tool centre, serving WA for over 45 years, and Nutrien Ag Solutions, going further for Australian farmers. West Coast take on Richmond, 2 o'clock on Sunday. I know a lot of people, and I was following it on social media, a lot of West Coast Eagles fans very buoyed by what they saw, led by the likes of Harley Reid and experienced campaigners of Elliot Yeo and Jeremy McGovern, on the possibility. And I heard Jimmy mention it in his segment on the run home. Tim Gossage has mentioned it in the breakfast program, that they're leaning towards a West Coast Eagles win against Richmond this week, because, as we know, the Tigers have got a few injury concerns. But there's one player that will be here, and he'll be a draw card for the big list of Tiger supporters here in the West, is Dusty Martin. And today, Tom Barras spoke to the media, and he was questioned about the possibility of Harley Reid and Dustin Martin coming together.
So from fullback, I find it hard to see sometimes. It's a bit of a blur to read the cues up in the stoppage there, but I saw a bit of vision, and he looked great, didn't he? And I think he's the real deal. And I think for an 18-year-old to be busting tackles like that and having composure like that is really impressive. And what impresses me most about him is his character. He's got a live-in-the-moment attitude. He's fun, he's relaxed, he's exciting. And I think that if we can provide a really good environment for him, he's going to be one of the stars of the generation. Sorry to put it on him like that, bro. That was big raps, but really he's... You saw it on the weekend. He could be anything.
Dustin Martin, sort of the poster boy of the fend-off. Is there an opportunity for a master and apprentice sort of clash this weekend?
Yes, well, I don't know. I'm sure, knowing Harley, he'll try and put one on him. And that's what I like the most about him, is that he's trying to wrestle the ruckman at the piss-ups. He's trying to go after the big boys, and that's just in his nature. And so I reckon if he sees Dusty, he'll probably try and give him one. And he'll happily accept one too, in the nature of the game. So I really like that about his character, and I'm going to see it excited this weekend.
So there you go, Tom Barras today speaking at the press conference about Harley Reid. And certainly people, it's interesting, isn't it? People will, as we talk about who would you cross the road to see, there'll be a lot of people crossing the road to see Harley Reid this Sunday afternoon. A lot of Richmond faith will be here to see Dustin Martin, possibly for the last time, here at Optus Stadium, play for the Tigers, the ageing, brilliant Brownlow medalist who's been such a gun player for so long, Dusty Martin. But people feel that maybe he's coming to the end of his career. Is it the last time he'll play in Perth? So there's plenty of excitement and plenty to look forward to when it comes to the game on Sunday. Give us your thoughts. Can the Eagles win their first game of the season? I reckon it'll go one of two ways. That they will continue and take another couple of steps forward and expose Richmond, who, as we know, gave St Kilda an enormous head start, and the Saints had the ability to come back and win. I love Ross Lyon's comment about the aliens, that they landed at halftime and the players that were there in the halftime were replaced by these aliens who landed in a spacecraft, because St Kilda were so different between the first half. I think they only kicked one goal in the first half, the Saints, and then they stormed home to win. And it was quite an incredible game. But did it expose Richmond? Richmond are coming here with their tiger tails between their legs to take on the West Coast Eagles, who 26-point losers, but many thought it was, and we've heard it before, a moral victory. Will they continue that momentum and maybe take on the Tigers and win their first game here at Optus Stadium in front of very much a buoyant and very loud home crowd? Or will they slip back. And people will be disappointed again because they haven't gone on. There's been a couple of times where the Eagles have, even last season, seemed to have taken steps forward before slipping back. Let's hope that's not the case. But it'll go one way or the other. We'll take a break. On the other side of the break, we're going to speak to Shane Lowe Woden, joining us here on Sports Day WA. As I mentioned, you can join us anytime. Talk about Eagles fans. What do you think will happen on Sunday? I'd love to get your early prediction this week. Or you can talk about gather round as well. For mine, Perth is out of the equation. There's no way it'll come here for the reasons I've stated earlier. And I think it'll be a long-term fit for Adelaide also for those reasons I stated earlier. 0487 736 736. We'll take a break. Back with more after this.
The new refined 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. And Toolmart, the complete tool centre, serving WA for over 40 years. This is Sports Day. Don't change me up.
Don't change a thing for me. Welcome back to Sports Day WA. You're with Peter Vlahos on this Tuesday. Speaking now to Brownlow medalist, a man that won it when he was playing with the Melbourne Football Club. Of course, also had a career at Collingwood. He's very much a local. He lives and works here now and also part of the media. We're talking about Shane Lowe Woden. To talk AFL, he joins us on the program now. Lowe, thanks for your time.
Afternoon, Pete. How are you?
Good. I must admit, I was interstate come the weekend. I wasn't in Adelaide for the gather round. I had other commitments actually up in Queensland, but I caught as much as I could. Let me tell you, what a heck of a weekend it was.
Oh, fantastic, wasn't it? It's a great concept, and full credit to Adelaide and the state and what they've done for it. It's a terrific concept. Well liked. Looks like the players like it. All clubs do. Everyone's come in from all over the country, and been well received.
I gather it's the logical place to have it. I know there's been talk, do you bring it to Perth? I don't think it'll work here in Perth because, as we know, and you've lived in Melbourne, it's a nice easy drive from Melbourne to Adelaide. You wouldn't take it to the northern states. They may follow their local teams. I'm just wondering how many would actually follow non-local teams in Brisbane and Sydney. It just seems like it's the logical place. And as a commentator said out of Melbourne, Melbourne almost, with the exception of a game or two, have a gather round most weekends.
Oh, that's right. I think it's a great spot. And from what you hear, all players and clubs love going there. It's a they do it well. To have all 18 clubs in there playing over three or four venues, and it looks like it's going to be maybe taken to the Barossa next year, which, again, probably similar to the Mount Barker way. Is that, it's fantastic. And credit to that premier, he went across and made a strong pitch to have it, and the reasons why, and it's been very successful. So, I just don't think at the moment it would work anywhere else. Not to say that it won't, but I just think it's been fantastic in Adelaide. Just getting close to the Lib too. So, I know they piggybacked each other last year. This year's a couple of weeks apart, but yeah, it just seems to work in Adelaide right now.
What about what we saw across gather round? Some interesting results, wasn't there? Two of your former clubs, Melbourne, very good in the opening game against Adelaide. They seemed to have a bit of momentum early in the season, regardless of what happened pre-season. And your thoughts on Collingwood? Had the game gone another 10 or 15 minutes, they could have been in trouble against Hawthorn.
Yeah, if McDonald kicks that one with 3 minutes on the clock, puts him in front, just slide across the face, and they were able to hold on too. And they're not playing great footy at the moment, the Collingwood Footy Club, but, 4 points is 4 points and they'll take it and move on pretty quickly. So, the D started the week off really well. I think they're playing some strong footy at the moment. Again, I think it's all white noise outside, and externally they seem and look galvanised at the moment as a playing group and well led by their leaders. Some kids are giving some bite to and some energy and playing some good footy. The Giants also look terrific. Geelong look fantastic as well. So there's five or six teams there that are pushing their claims very early.
I know you were disappointed the way things finished at Melbourne Football Club for you, where you won a Brownlow medal, but you'd still have certainly some contacts with the Demons. It's interesting that you mentioned that a lot of what's been said externally is a bit of white noise. You think they are very much a team under Simon Goodwin that's very much together?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think they're well led by Max Gawn. And look, I think all clubs have issues off-field, and we're not privy to those, and a lot of it goes on. It's part of society, really. They're all young men, and young men are going to make mistakes, and it's how you deal with them also. But I just think with what they've been able to do and really come together and let their performance do the talking and stay really united and together speaks of a strong club. And, yeah, I had some issues with how I departed years ago, but that's a long time ago now. And they just seem to be letting their footy do the talking, as I say, and that's the most important thing. It's about their performance and what they're delivering week in, week out.
I know the umpiring issue's been done to death, Wowie. I'd like to get your spin on it. Do you think four umpires are umpiring any better as a collective than maybe when we had three umpires or even when we had two umpires? I don't think they are.
It doesn't faze me, three or four, really. I don't think it's made a big difference at all. I think probably at times too, and I feel for a bit of the goal umpires at the moment, you know, they've probably gone a little bit the other way, may just lack a little bit of confidence with what's been happening. So they're not really strong enough to make the calls just yet and then go into more the review. But with the central umpires, I think a little bit over the weekend, maybe taking a little bit out of context. Like, sometimes umpires just have to have that feel for the game, and that just comes down to experience. I don't know what Jordan Clark said or how it was said in what context. So just for an example, but yeah, just the moment can be taken a little bit too far, and maybe it could have been just a warning. Again, not too sure, but it's a tough job. It's a very tough job, and they've got one of the toughest ones out there, so not easy for them.
Yeah, and a lot has been said regarding Jordan Clark, so we won't stay on it, only in the fact that he did say he was actually cursing himself more than the umpire. He wasn't cursing the umpire, but we'll just leave it at be. Saying that, you would have been involved in your career in controversial moments. What do you think that result and the way it transpired for Fremantle means to them going to an important game against Port Adelaide and maybe the weeks ahead?
I think JL hit the nail on the head with his presser. You just move on. You can't do anything about it, can't control. I think a lot of you're taught as a footballer is control the controllables and what's in front of you right now. And that's the most important thing for Fremantle now is move on, tackle Port, do what they have to do and hopefully come away with the 4 points.
What about West Coast? A lot of people are saying, and I looked at social media suggesting this was a major upward movement for West Coast ahead of a home game against Richmond, who, as we know, were beaten by St Kilda. What did you make out of the West Coast Eagles' performance?
Yeah, no, really good. Again, they wouldn't be happy with it because they've not taken away the 4 points. Again, against the top four team, and Simo's been saying all along, just the small wins, and if you can grab them along the way with such a young list, they're really important. Just builds confidence, builds growth within the group, and you can see a little bit of hope coming forward. And it was probably just that decision of that 15-metre penalty just on the knock of three-quarter time that probably just gave a little bit of momentum swing back towards Sydney going into the last, and they were able to capitalise. And through experience and games played, they were able to really put the foot down in the last quarter and run away with it. But again, just take the small wins from it and build on it and go against Richmond this week, who are, yes, have been delved major blows with injuries, but particularly their key forwards in Lynch and Bolter, you know, pressed here a couple of weeks ago. So, but their young group too is also getting opportunity. So it should be one for an exciting encounter.
Shane Woden, we're very early in the season. It's only round five coming up, but who are the early pace setters for you? Because you spent some time up in Brisbane as well as an assistant coach. How do you see the Lions?
Yeah, going okay. Obviously, back to a strong performance in gather round. Again, we've put into context the opposition they played too, but they will get some confidence out of that and how they started to move the ball again with it and play and connect a bit more together. They're not probably playing the footy they did last year or towards the back end of last year, but they'll be thereabouts again. They're a strong club and they play an exciting brand of footy. But right now, for me, Melbourne, GWS, Carlton, Geelong, probably the four at the moment. Again, only 4 or 5 weeks in, still got a lot of footy to play, but that is certainly top four there. And, you know, Fremantle knocking, Sydney thereabouts too. So, yeah, you can just start to see now, although only early, a little gap start to take place in that top six.
And what about the foot? How do you see Hawthorn and North Melbourne? Who's better and going better, in your opinion, right now?
Probably on par at the moment. It was good to see what Hawthorn were able to produce against the Pies the other night, and particularly their third quarter. And, you know, a shift of Hardwick forward produced a bit of a performance. I did see them against Melbourne live a few weeks ago at Melbourne, but, you know, they didn't show a lot then. So it was good to see they were able to flip the script a little bit and play a little bit differently. And Kangaroos, just inexperienced and youth and just getting time and energy into these games with these young boys is going to be pretty important too. But, probably even par at the moment.
All right, as we let you go, Woey, I know I've got you on training going to Aquinas. You're coaching Aquinas in the private schools footy competition after spending a bit of time at Wesley. How strong, and has the season got underway yet, is that competition?
Oh, it's a very strong comp, but, you know, it takes precedent over Waffle footy, so these boys involved at Waffle clubs have to play for their school. So I think it's a great comp. I think it's a big breeding comp for young potential AFL talent coming through, as I said, who guys are involved with Waffle clubs. So I'm not sure if it's seen like that externally, but yeah, I love being involved with this age group and this talent pool and seeing them come through and trying to help them develop and aspire to their goals and dreams as well. But it's just it's a great comp and well liked, I think.
And finally, you're compromised because you are a coach at Aquinas, but there are a lot of people saying that it's not exactly the right medicine for young footballers to be just playing for their private school and not playing against various ages and more mature figures in the WAFL.
Oh, well, they're similar ages to the Colts level. They're under 18. They play against each other in their Colts footy as well. Now, there's certainly restrictions with some rules when you play Colts footy in Western Australia with that they do in the talent leagues across there with the anti-density rule and whatnot. We don't get to do that. So I think there's some positives with what they do in the PSA as well too. And what's built on that is just strong relationships and communication with Waffle clubs, because what's most important is that we're looking after the boys and the boys only, and doing what's best for them. I don't have any issues with any Waffle clubs or whatnot, and just working together to do what's best for the individual.
Good on you, Woey. I really appreciate your time very much indeed. In the car, on the way to Aquinas. Good luck for the upcoming season in the private school competition, and we'll keep in touch. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it. And what's built on that is just strong relationships and communication with Waffle clubs, because what's most important is that we're looking after the boys and the boys only, and doing what's best for them. I don't have any issues with any Waffle clubs or whatnot, and just working together to do what's best for the individual.
Good on you, Woey. I really appreciate your time very much indeed. In the car, on the way to Aquinas. Good luck for the upcoming season in the private school competition, and we'll keep in touch. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
Shane Woden joining us here on Sports Day WA. Good to have a chat to him as well. He's a fine footballer, and Taj, his son's going okay as well at Melbourne. All right, you can join us on the text machine, 0487 736 736. Simon of Claremont. Good on you, Simon. Thanks for your text. Fantastic job by Jimmy in your absence, Pete. Thought I may say he could not have a better mentor. Oh, that's very much. He's certainly on his way. There's no question. Jimmy, any problem he's got, he follows the garlics. That's the only thing. I've got to snap it out of him. Hi, Peter. Welcome back. Jimmy did a fantastic job sitting in for you. His enthusiasm, passion and knowledge of all sport is second to none, and hope one day he's rewarded with his own show. That is a distinct possibility, Jimmy. Thoroughly enjoyed the gather round. The Premier and South Australia did a wonderful job again, and in my opinion, it should stay in Adelaide. Pete, it's been so popular that all accommodation in 2025 has already been booked out. Eagles bring the same game and more on Sunday. They will beat Richmond in front of a sold-out stadium. Dusty and Harley, bring it on. Lisa of Ellenbrook, very good text indeed. Norman Cowell, g'day, Pete. Mate, you need to get out to the rural areas. I travel from Kalgoorlie to Esperance and Perth regularly, and the number of Victorian, South Australians, Queenslanders, Territorians and New South Welshmen travelling this state outnumbers West Australians. Stop saying it couldn't work in WA and push for it to happen. When we held the grand final, people were trying to get here anyway. They could. Yes, it would work in WA and any other state because footy people love the game and would travel anywhere to enjoy it. It just needs to be held over the Easter holidays. That's a fair point regarding where it's held. If it's held over the Easter holidays, possibly, then it could work in Perth. But I'm just not reading the vibe that Perth is on the radar because, as we know, standard of living costs, the convenience of getting to Adelaide, certainly from, as I mentioned, AFL heartland being Melbourne, is just so accommodating. So anyway, we've got a couple of more years in Adelaide and we'll see what transpires after that. But if it continues to grow, why change and why take it somewhere where, it goes in the unpredictability box for the AFL? I think at the moment they just want to make sure that it works. And, of course, it's also being endorsed by the South Australian government, which is very important. All right, Tyre Power's power-up sale is now on. Just quickly, Mitchell Starc's difficult return to the Indian Premier League has continued with his third wicketless outing in four matches, and this time his Kolkata Knight Riders team lost. That's their first defeat of the IPL campaign, and it was a comprehensive one, beaten by seven wickets by the Chennai Super Kings with more than two overs to spare. Now, Starc began well enough, conceding four runs as he opened the bowling, but his second over went for 15. He finished with none for 29 of three overs. He has now conceded 154 runs in 16 overs, a strike rate of nearly 10 and over for two wickets that he's taken. You've got to remember, this guy's getting paid over $4 million to play in the IPL. Over $4 million. Someone made a very good comment about it, actually. Really, the big money should be paid to batsmen, not necessarily bowlers. But then you look at Mitchell Starc, Pat Cummins, both picking up millions. I think Pat's doing okay, but Mitchell seems to be struggling. As I mentioned, only two wickets so far. That's from 16 overs. That's in four matches. And just updating, Cozzy Pickett, the one-week ban has been upheld, the appeal. So he's out of Thursday night's big match against Brisbane, the Demons forward. And there is a chance that Andrew Gaff could be returning for the game on Sunday for the West Coast Eagles against Richmond. There is talk that Gaffey, who's been very good the last 2 weeks for the West Coast Eagles waffle side, he's been busy, he's done everything the club has asked of him, that he could be maybe in the 23 for the match on Sunday. Agree? Disagree? Give us your thoughts on the text line 0487 736 736. Does Andrew Gaff, who's done all the hard work of the last fortnight in the waffle, deserve a lifeline? Love to hear from you. It's 28 to 6. We're here for Toolmart, the complete tool centre, serving WA for over 45 years, and Nutrient Ag Solutions going further for Australian farmers. Jonathan Marsh, kicked 7 goals for East Fremantle at the weekend as they absolutely pummeled Claremont. He's had two stints in the AFL, Collingwood and St Kilda. He's 28 years of age. If he continues kicking a bag full of goals, is he interested in having another attempt, maybe in the mid-season draft, of being picked up in the AFL? I'll ask him that question after the break here on Sports Day WA.
The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. And Toolmart, the complete tool centre, serving WA for over 40 years. This is Sports Day.
We've had a couple of texts actually regarding the situation with Jeremy Finlayson of Port Adelaide and the alleged homophobic slur. Now, We believe he's met with the AFL today, and no doubt there's been dialogue and discussions, and we don't know yet the result of those and what possible fine or suspension or both that the AFL will place on Jeremy Finlayson. But Australia's sport's most influential gay rights advocate is Ian Roberts. Now, it appears, and Ian Roberts is the subject of a documentary film at the moment, as we know, the rugby league player, and he wonders whether it would be easier for a footballer to come out as gay today than when he became that trailblazer way back in 1995. But Roberts says that Jeremy Finlayson must apologise to the entire queer community for the remarks that he made at the weekend. So we'll have to see what happens regarding that. Roberts had been approached on numerous occasions about bringing his amazing story to the screen, and I believe the documentary is being tentatively titled Light, the Ian Roberts Story. So we'll wait and see what happens with that. So that's the latest with Jeremy Finlayson. Okay, nothing at this stage, but we'll be right across it here on SENWA. Well, fifth round of the AFL gets underway. Brisbane take on Melbourne. A lot of talk regarding where Lachie Neale is and whether he'll be available to play. Such an influential player. And here he is on his ankle injury ahead of the game.
Yeah, it's feeling pretty good. It's pulled up well. So probably the extra quarter rest helped, I reckon. Yeah, it's just from the week before, obviously had a pretty nasty roll against Collingwood, so the game was pretty much over, I think, at three-quarter time. So, yeah, just have a little rest. Yeah, I'll probably still have to tick some boxes tomorrow. I haven't really done much since the game, so like everyone, got to tick off some agility and speed and whatnot to make sure I'm ready to go, but it feels better than this time last week, so I'm really confident that I'll be good to go Thursday night.
It is an amazing career, really, ahead of game 250 for Lachie Neale. As we know, played at Fremantle and 135 games with the Dockers before in 2019 heading to the Brisbane Lions. And he's a current co-captain, as we said, two-time Brownlow medalist, just an amazing career. He'll be 31, actually, next month, Lachie Neale. We still remember him when he first started at the Fremantle Dockers back in 2012. But he's been a long-time player. Longevity has certainly been with Lachie Neale as he heads to a very important milestone. Let's hope he gets up. Game 250. And as we know, he's a pretty good servant to the Fremantle Football Club and All-Australian three times. And we wish him the best of luck. And he'll be certainly one of the big stories when round five gets underway on Thursday night. And speaking of Thursday night, because of Thursday night footy, Sports Day WA on Thursday currently goes to air between 2 and 3. Eagles supporters, stay with us. Between 2 and 3 on Thursday, we'll be speaking to somebody from the West Coast Eagles Football Club heading into their all-important game against Richmond here at Optus Stadium on Sunday. Thanks, Jimmy. Thanks, Connor, for your help. I'll be back again tomorrow between 5 and 6. I look forward to your company then. Just repeating, Cozzy Pickett's appeal has been upheld. He will miss the game on Thursday.